Yo, what's up? I'm at LaGuardia Airport. Episode 176, live from LaGuardia Airport. I think this is the first time I've recorded from a public place. I'll tell you, this Air Canada terminal, not the best. But I found a spot where nobody should be sitting next to the Best Buy machine. Maybe if somebody stops and buys something at the Best Buy machine, I'll interview them. I can't imagine. Well, now if you're just buying like the cheap earphones, because you forgot your earphones, but there's some big ticket items in there. Man, it's 5:32. I got like an hour of sleep. See, I found this. The spot where I'm sitting is like nobody's gonna sit here because it's not near a gate, but it's like where everybody walks by. So I'm gonna like, maybe they'll just think I'm talking on the phone because I'm holding the phone up to while I'm talking. But I'm a little self-conscious, so I'm gonna be talking pretty low. So this is how you get here 3 hours ahead. But I got through security in like 5 minutes, and now I have 3 hours before my plane leaves. Plane leaves at like, in like 3 hours. All right. Let's just get to the fucking news and then be done with this. Because I'm already feeling weird about it. Fucking thing cuts off or some goddamn, drives me crazy. It just stops recording for no fucking reason. Anyway, petition calls for Confederate statue replaced with statue of Snooty the Manatee. Love it. Sounds perfect. Best news I've heard in a while. Dude, I'm barely talking. I'm getting stared. Well, it's also I'm sitting in a weird spot. Anyway, all Let's replace all Confederate stuff with silly bullshit. And for all those who are offended because that's their heritage, fuck off. Let's see. Snopes in heated legal battle asks readers for money to survive. Dude, what would we do without Snopes? We gotta save Snopes. I'm not gonna read it right now, but give some money then, maybe. I know there's other worthy causes, but Snopes is very, who the fuck is suing Snopes? Alright, I guess I have to look. I don't know. It's too much for me to. I'll look into it. I'll let you know tomorrow. Last killer whale calf born at SeaWorld dies. Well, that SeaWorld seems like a dangerous place for a whale. I think they'd be extra careful after that blackfish business. But they're probably like, fuck it. I mean, who's showing up there now except people who really don't give a shit? I would never go to fucking SeaWorld or seen blackfish. That's a bummer. Video suggests Russian government may be arming Taliban. Well, that complicates things a bit. But, voter registration data from 9 different states available for sale on dark web. That dark web, you can get everything there. It's fucking crazy. I don't know how to get over that shit. I feel like if I even went and tried to get on the dark web, you just get arrested. It's all for it's just for stolen credit cards, drugs, and child pornography. That's what I imagine. Is over there. I don't need any of that shit. I mean, Life of Crime always sounds appealing. Watching Ozark on Netflix. Jason Bateman's money laundering. Shit, that's fucking cool. Makes me want to money launder in Missouri. Check it out if you enjoy Netflix shows. Female student 20 charged with rape after having sex with 14-year-old boy. Oh, that old conundrum. Hard to feel bad for the boy there. And it's hard to feel like that this woman should go to jail. But where do you draw the line? Maybe this 14-year-old boy is scarred. I feel more scarred as not having sex when I was a lad, but I don't know, maybe I was lucky. Sweden accidentally leaks personal details of nearly all citizens. Why is there, I guess, just put everybody's identity out there and it's, what are you gonna do? I have a great protection against my identity getting stolen, and that is the most abominable credit that you can do nothing with. I'll give you my social. Good luck. I'll give you all of it. You ain't getting shit with it. 92-year-old veteran attacked while protecting American flag. Oh, that doesn't sound like a... you got a 92-year-old man. Veteran. Let's see what happened here. Was this some pinko liberals? Police are certain to push my fucking papa. Push elderly veteran as he was protecting American flag outside his home, which was in 92. Legally blind. So I went outside to investigate. Someone shredded his previous American flag. I think there's more to this story. I'm not blaming this guy, but I feel like there's something else going on here. Who's shredding his flag and then beating him up? I mean, I don't care what. You don't hit old people or fuck with people's flags. Anyway, unemployment rates fall below 4%. In nearly half of U.S. states. Well, isn't that good? Unless you don't like working, which I don't. But for all those people that want to work, good on them. I gotta watch even what I say. I'm in an airport. If there's probably a topic. Or somebody walked by, I think they were eyeballing me because I'm talking to myself. New York restaurant committed to reinforcing one drink limit for parents dining with children. Well, parents just getting hammered with their kids. They're not driving home. I mean, what, can't one parent get drunk? If you got two parents, right? And you got three kids. One of them can get fucked up. And the other one get a little buzz on as long as it wears off by the time the guy drive home. That would be my restaurant that I would put next door to that restaurant. That would be packed as shit. And then I'd be like, just have a few. One. Yeah, go to the asshole's restaurant next door if you want them ripping the drink out of your hand because you had children. Is that a crime? Judge Kentucky will pay $224,000 in fees in Kim Davis case. Didn't I say that the other day? You're good. Make Kim Davis pay a few bucks, too, for being a dick. Scotland sets renewable. Some guy in a suit just walked too close to me and I got self-conscious. Anyway, Scotland sets renewable energy record as wind power provides equivalent of... Yeah, good. Scotland's using wind power. That sounds cool. I think we're good here. I'm going to have... You know, it's way early, but I'm going to... I don't know if I'm... I'll try to put this up now if I can get some fucking free Wi-Fi in this terminal. A lot of these New York terminals, no free Wi-Fi. Oh, but there's JetBlue in here. They might have it. If I can get this up now, I will, but it looks like it's probably going to have to be when I get to the hotel in Montreal later. So, I don't know when that'll be. Whenever I can check in, like 3 o'clock or some shit. So, until then, motherfuckers, you know, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.